Tough to see tangible traces of Benedict XVI's imminent arrival here in Berlin. If there are, I haven't seen any. That's beyond roads being cordoned off, the endless controversial debates in the media surrounding the Pope's invitation to address the Bundestag, the federal parliament's lower house, on Thursday afternoon. And beyond the photographs on national newspapers of the German Pope, bumper screens with images of the Pope, or postcards even. In an effort to find out something more tangible, I ventured out to the city's cathedral, the first post-Reformation Catholic church in Berlin. First consecrated in 1773, it's called St. Hedwig, and looks a bit like Rome's Pantheon, layout, dome and all, intentionally, of course. I'm bound to find something in there, I thought, and what did I find? One single poster in a Catholic weekly with a 5-page spread inside, informing us on the 4-day visit, details regarding the Holy Mass the Holy Father will be presiding over in the Olympia Stadium in the city, information about the liturgies, fanciful images of the Pope donning all kinds of headgear, and a biography of his early days in Bavaria. Also, I noticed well-timed publicity for his brother Monsignor Georg's new book by the title of My Brother the Pope. Not much. But my disappointment didn't last long. I may not have found the tangible presence of the Pope's imminent arrival here on the first leg of a 4-day visit, which takes him on to Erfurt and Freiburg, not even in the cathedral, but what I did find was something precious, the witness of one of those Catholics who kept the faith alive behind the wall during the years of the communist regime. Her name, Roswitha Sauer. She belongs to that tiny 9% of Catholics in Germany's capital, Berlin, and she acts as guide to the cathedral, which I forgot to tell you was, until 1989, on the other side of the wall. It's there that she grew up. I asked her how the cathedral fared in those dramatic days. Roswitha quoted Article 143 of the Constitution of the DDR, the German Democratic Republic, and told me that at the time of the communist regime, free choice of religion was guaranteed, so church doors were open. But, she added, you had to be careful, making me understand it was a tightrope walking act. I was lucky too, she said. There was only one Catholic school in East Berlin, for girls only, with no male equivalent, and I went to it. The idea was to stop Catholics studying so they could have no future. But she insisted we fought for our future, for our freedom, determined to eliminate the 162-kilometer wall surrounding us, and in the end we won. We used to come here and pray. Only then did we go outdoors and join demonstrations, and eventually, as we know, the wall did come down. It's amazing how the past lingers on here in Berlin. It seems easier to find traces of that than tangible traces of the Pope's imminent arrival, beyond, as I said, media controversy. I asked Roswitha if it bothered her there were so few signs, also whether she was upset the Holy Father would not visit the city's cathedral, as he will do in the other two venues of his 4-day visit. This Pope, she replied, has taught us clarity to look at God's work from the inside. No need for outward signs. In the same way, I'm not upset he's not coming to the cathedral. At the Olympia Stadium on Thursday, he'll be able to reach out to far more people. And I don't view this as a state visit, she added quietly. Benedict XVI is the pastor of the Universal Church. Awaiting the Pope in Berlin, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.